Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm glad you're here, and I'm Jim Blasingame. Dr. Stephen Mintz is our guest, and he's become a great member of our Brain Trust, author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning. Stephen, you want to give us a website, please?
Yes, it's Stephen Mintz Ethics, all one word, all lowercase, StephenWithAV.com.
All right, Stephen with a V and Mintz with a Z, so check that out. Hey, Stephen, one of the things that I know you're doing some research on is the notion of adding another job to the C-suites, the executive, the financial officer, the sales, the executive VP of sales, et cetera, et cetera. But you're promoting having a chief ethical officer. Talk to us about that.
Right. More and more corporations over the past 15, 20 years post Enron WorldCom and financial recession have turned to a chief compliance officer who oftentimes does ethics as well. I'd much rather have separate positions because ethics and compliance are different. But putting that issue aside, the point is one C-suite level executive, chief compliance officer, chief ethics and compliance officer, make it mandatory.
We need to make sure that we separate those. I'm gonna parse you a little bit, Steve. Right. Sometimes people think compliance would be the legal guy, the attorney in the group. We need to make sure when we talk about compliance, we're not talking about compliance as in accounting standards or legal. We're talking about ethical compliance, right?
That's correct. So they have dual responsibilities, you might say, but make that a required position in top management and required to be on the board of directors. That's
right.
Very important. Someone sitting there looking at every decision from a compliance and ethics point of view.
And I'm gonna probably take a shot at some folks here, but I'm saying that person cannot be a lawyer. And let me tell you why. Not because lawyers are unethical, but because they have a code of conduct that they operate within. And in their mind, as long as they operate within that code of conduct, anything else they do is okay. And you and
right.
I both know that the world doesn't have a code of conduct. We have ethical bearings, ethical standards. We have generally accepted practices that are not written down anywhere in one book. What do you think, Stephen? Last thoughts on that.
Right. I agree with that. You know, there's an expression, just because you have a right to do something,
right.
that doesn't mean it's right to do.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, lawyers find ways around things oftentimes.
Yeah. So this, and I'll tell you, this notion of an ethical officer, this is not something that you typically have to worry about on Main Street and Main Street businesses, Stephen, because we're planted in the ground. We don't have derivatives. We don't have counterparties. You know, we're under a bubble. Whatever we can't hide. There's no place for us to hide. So being ethical is fundamental to surviving out here on Main Street. Wouldn't it be smart for corporate America to take a lesson for small business on that?
Yes. They have to think of their resources as their own, as would a small business person, not shareholders, these elusive concepts where it doesn't hit them personally. And, yes, the more they can think about small business corporate governance with respect to their own corporations would be a plus.
Well, you know, our ethical – one of our ethical mentors here on the show – Lynn Morello says ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. To me, that's in that beautiful devotion to the unenforceable. We need more people in the marketplace thinking about things like that. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Right. People with a moral compass. They don't necessarily say, what's the rules? How do I comply? They instinctively know the difference between right and wrong. In other words, they're a person of integrity.
And you said it a minute ago. I'm gonna say it a little bit differently. Just because we can doesn't mean that we should. What do you think?
It's exactly the same thing I was trying to say, but a good way of phrasing it.
Yeah.
And that's right. Well, you say just because we can, that doesn't mean we should. But how do you determine the should?
That's
the
right.
And that should be through ethical behavior.
There you go. That's your compass. That's your North Star. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to, Jim. Thank you.
Dr. Stephen Mintz, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.